The fault. We believe that all men are created equal.
The magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
This morning, the mayor of Ottawa declaring a state of emergency in response to more than a week of truckers protesting against COVID restrictions. The mayor saying the protests pose a threat to public safety. The city center shut down with trucks blocking roads.
The city is under siege. This is a threat to our democracy. It is a nationwide insurrection. This is madness.
It began when thousands of long-haul truckers descended upon the city, angry about a federal mandate requiring them to be vaccinated to cross into the United States.
We're not in China. We are not in Cuba. This is a free country.
Authorities say at least 500 truckers refused to leave.
This is not a police-only, City of Ottawa-only challenge. It is, in fact, a national challenge.
And now we're learning the protests have spread to Vancouver, where demonstrators allegedly spread nails across roads.
Oh, great. Yeah. I can't even imagine if Black Lives Matter, if Black Lives Matter spread nails all over the roads. I just can't. But okay, before we get into what's going on in Canada with these truckers that are little snowflakes who don't want to get a COVID test, right? Let me just say, Michael Avenatti. Anybody remember Michael Avenatti? Do you? So Michael Avenatti, who some of us, including me, were considering to run for president of the United States way back in the day around, 2017, after, Donald Trump got elected and we found out about the hush money and Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels and the other one who was in love with him, because there's no accounting for taste, really. There just isn't. But Michael Avenatti, and I just need to point this out to those of us who thought he was hot and presidential. Turns out we're not immune to the grift either. Because Michael Avenatti was on trial last week in the Stormy Daniels matter. Turns out that she was robbed by him of about $300,000. She kept saying to him, because she got herself a book deal. And she kept saying to him, where is the money? Where is the money? Where is the money? And he would say, I'm going to look into it. And she would write, pissed off and cursing and swearing, right, at him, saying, where is the money? This is bullcrap. And he'd say, I'd look into it. Turns out he literally forged her name and stole the book money. And she found out about it, sued him, and they went to court. Then he became eligible for criminal charges. This was a criminal trial last week, and Michael Avenatti was convicted of defrauding her, using his law license to defraud his client. And on May 24th, Michael Avenatti is going to get sentenced, and it looks like he might be facing 22 years in prison. And you know what's really creepy is he claimed he was so broke that he had to represent himself. I think we all know the expression, when a lawyer has himself as a client, he has an idiot as a client. Yeah. But he was given a public defender, and he didn't want a public defender, so he fired that person and he became his own attorney, which now means he cross-examined Stormy Daniels in the criminal case, right? And he actually, this is hysterical, He asked her this question during the cross-examination. He said, on September 27th, 2019, you stated that I was effing myself pretty nice and hard, and that when I go to prison, there will be a long line of people to ass rape me. Isn't that true, Ms. Daniels? And she said, yep. He tried to say, see, she's not credible. She's deranged. No, she was like, no, I really meant it. I really didn't enjoy the trip, see you in Attica. But anyway, he lost. He was convicted on all the charges of fraud. And plus, you know, there was another case prior to this one. He hasn't served a day in prison yet, but he was convicted of, you know, intimidating and shaking down Nike, you know, creating problems and then hiring himself or saying they needed to hire him to solve these problems. And that came with about a 2.5 year stint in the federal pen. So I just want everybody out there to understand that I understand my vulnerabilities and I'm honest about them because, yes, I thought he was hot. And yes, I thought he was presidential because he talked strongly and said the things I wanted to hear. And so the grift is something that people who are very smart, people who read a lot, people who are sophisticated in their critical thinking skills, people who actually practice what they preach, can be duped by a grifter. Just so you know, that if you were duped by a grift, if you got sucked in to a cause that was unworthy of your time and attention simply because somebody came down the pike speaking strongly and saying what you wanted to hear, doesn't mean you're stupid. It also doesn't mean you're right. It also doesn't mean you're smart. It just means that everyone is susceptible to the grift. These men are snake oil salesmen. These men are incredibly good at talking you out of whatever it is you have that they want, whether it's your panties or your power. They're very good at it. So just be warned that there is an inordinate amount of con men out there who would like to tag you as their next mark. And you need to take it from me that it's easy enough for them to claim you. It is. It's very easy. Because we were wrong. He's reporting to prison now. He is going to report to prison. Well, not now. He'll get sentenced on May 24th. I will be around to see what he gets. And wish him bon voyage. Good trip. Good trip, Pally.
Will you send him correspondence once he gets there?
Mail from jail? I don't know. You know, I used to get mail from jail. I've never sent mail to jail, but I just might. I mean, how many people would write to Donald Trump if he was in the federal pen? I just wonder, you know, if they would send him gifts and tokens of their love and appreciation, if they would make doilies or afghans or, you know, crochet, pink hats or something and send them to. I don't really know. But I just thought that that was a great example of how con men con you, how it happens, because it happened to me. Happened to a lot of people in this audience. A lot of us. We were like rooting for him. We thought he was the, you know, the next thing. We thought he was the nominee. We thought he was, you know, the one. No, not even close. So just make a note of it. Okay. So now I'm watching the opening ceremonies of the Olympics. Anybody? Anybody do that? Anybody put themselves through that? You know what that was? Do you know what that was from President Xi to you? That was an ode to the poor, pathetic snowflake. That's what that was. That was an ode to you. That was, President Xi saying how bad he felt for American snowflakes. And the motto of it was faster, higher, stronger, together. And they actually found a way to tell you in the opening ceremony, we abolished the one-child policy. Oh, my God. We do, and they had a Uyghur skier. And you know, China is being accused of ethnic cleansing of Uyghurs because they are a Muslim minority that lives in the northwestern portion of China, where it's very mountainous, his big ski region. He picked a Uyghur skier to light the Olympic torch, and it was almost like, see, it's true. We send Uyghurs to re-education camps, but hey, you would like to also. You know you would. And then he literally played Imagine. Like, imagine there's no religion. And said, give peace a chance.